Hello and welcome to today's Lenten Reflection. This is for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. I am the Friar. It is great to have you back with us for yet another day for us to grow closer to God, to grow in our relationship with Jesus, and to become more active in the church. Really, the goal of our Lenten observance of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. It's great to have you with us again today. The first reading refers to sins being like scarlet and crimson red. When these two colors are contrasted with white, like snow or wool, they stand out most dramatically. Most people have heard of Sodom and Gomorrah in the Old Testament. While the book of Genesis describes the sins of the two cities to have been sexual in nature, Ezekiel suggests it was more than that. And if we read carefully the account in Genesis, where Abraham is asking God just how few righteous people it would take for God to save the city, and we learn that for the sake of 10 righteous people, God would save the cities, then we recognize just how bad things were in Sodom and Gomorrah, that there weren't even 10 righteous people in the cities. So what does the Bible say about these two cities? God has heard the outcry from the cities and sends angels to investigate just what was going on. As I mentioned, Genesis suggests sexual immorality of the two cities being the cause for Abraham and Lot and their families to leave. But Ezekiel 16:49 says this, "They did not give any help to the poor and needy." And that there is some ambiguity about these things makes this reading much more important for all of us. None of us can consider our sins to be any less red than the sins of the princes of Sodom and Gomorrah. And if we can acknowledge our sinfulness, then we can also receive the promise of God, too. Isaiah says, "Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool." We can receive the forgiveness of God through His mercy. And Lent is such a time for this to happen. There is no sin too big for God to forgive. And God always stands ready to forgive those who have contrition for their sins and a desire to repent. Jesus reminds us in the Gospel that it is not always easy for us, since our leaders sometimes let us down by their bad examples. "Do as I say, not as I do," seems to be good advice from Jesus for the Pharisees. He tells the people to follow the teachings of the leaders, but not their example. Our focus should always be on seeking a deeper relationship with Jesus. The sin of the religious leaders in Jesus' day was their inability to help the people they led in growing closer to God. In fact, they did just the opposite. We are told they tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders. Rather than growing holy in the eyes of God, they are more concerned with being recognized because of their attempts at self-importance. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor, at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues. All of these recognitions have become more important than their awesome responsibilities in terms of living a life of holiness. By the way, phylacteries were little boxes worn on the forehead or around the wrist, carrying a tiny piece of paper inside that had the words of Deuteronomy 6:4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart and with your whole being and with your whole strength." The idea was that these were small and really not intended to be a statement to others as much as it was a statement for the person who wore them to always keep this very important verse close to them. The tassels hung down sometimes from this here, and so by making them wider and lengthening tassels, they're drawing more attention to themselves, and I would say not in a good way. But again, this is not just to focus on the bad examples of leaders, even as significant as they may be. What is our example? Do we set a good example of what it means to be a Christian? Do we encourage people by the witness of our lives to want the deep relationship they see witnessed in the way we live? Or is it the case that something else is at work here? Today, take a moment to ask God to help you with living authentically the Christian life. Ask God to strengthen your prayer life. Ask God to give you the wisdom needed to help others to grow in their relationship with Jesus. Ask God to help you to become more generous in helping those in need. Ask God to give you the grace to know what you need to fast from in your life. If you find yourself doing these things, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, you will find yourself on the right track with God. Thank you so much for joining us again today for our Lenten Reflections. You can subscribe to the Deporah's Pages podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, or you can also subscribe on our website, thefriar.org. If you go to our homepage at the top, you'll see a form where you can fill out your email address and click subscribe, and you'll get notified every time we have a new episode or a new blog post posted. Have a great day. Let's continue this journey of Lent so that we can become closer to God through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. I pray for you. Please pray for me and pray for one another. Take care, and God bless you.